catching hummingbirds. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers are trying to learn more about the ruby-throated hummingbird.
And I'm just setting up the traps so that we can catch hummingbirds.
Rich Keith is hanging up traps around a backyard in Battle Creek. Keith is one of just 3 people in the state who catch hummingbirds and put teeny little bands on their legs so they can track them. You have to get special training and a permit to handle hummingbirds. Rich Keith and his wife Brenda were trained by Alan Chartier.
You have to have a very gentle touch, and you have to have a lot of patience, and you have to be able to work with small things and have really good eyesight. And so to become a hummingbird bander, it takes a little bit of the right stuff. We're not quite astronauts, but...
Chartier's in charge of a research project called Great Lakes Hummer Net. He and his team have banded about 8,000 hummingbirds in Michigan over the past 12 years. They're about to add one more to their tally. A male hummingbird with the brilliant red throat flies into a trap, and Rich Keith goes over to get him.
So we can just kind of block the door with your arms, reach in, and reach up. Let him settle in one spot, if you will. He's going to talk to us while he's flying around in there. Let me hear you. And kind of see.
He takes the bird over to a glass table on the deck where Brenda Keith is banding birds.
I don't know. I've always been fascinated with hummingbirds. Everybody is. And so it's just a thrill to be able to actually hold them and just see what kind of things we can learn from them.
Alan Chartier slips his hand into a mesh bag and holds the bird gently between 2 fingers. He blows on the bird's belly with a straw to move the feathers aside.
It's definitely an egg forming.
The researchers look at the bird's bills with a magnifying glass, and they weigh them by tucking them into nylon footies, those things that you put on when you try on shoes. Chartier says this work is so specialized that most of their tools were meant for other things.
I went through a period a few years ago when I was getting ready to do all this of buying a whole bunch of lingerie bags and nylon footies in the drugstores and having to deal with the people looking at me like, why are you buying, you know, 2 bags of nylon footies and 12 lingerie bags?
They store the bands on diaper pins, and they slide the bands onto number 2 knitting needles to open them up before they put them on.
She's a squirmy one. Clear for takeoff?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
2.62.
These researchers are starting to piece together some clues about the bird's breeding cycle, and they've learned that about 15% of the birds they catch come back to the same place each year. But there are a lot of mysteries left. And here's the thing about all of this meticulous work. These guys don't get paid for it. Chartier says long-term bird banding studies like his are usually not funded.
I would love to be paid to do this all the time, but society doesn't necessarily value this kind of thing as highly as some other things, you know, like baseball players. So, you know, it's got to be the passion for the subject that keeps you going.
All of the data they gather go to a federal bird banding laboratory, so other scientists can draw on it to learn more about these feisty little birds. You can see some photos of the researchers at work on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.